Hi and welcome to Cassian's podcast. Cassian is always being me, this being my 19th podcast now. 19th already. I'm thinking about doing something big for the 20th, so I don't know what big means, but something big. We'll see. So I've had quite a long week. I had an exam week, which is always, you know, the epitome of fun. But it was okay. Everything went okay. A lot of work. A lot of work. And so we had a history and an art history exam and a French exam and all that. Anyway, my wonderful history teacher, who I always tell stories about because she's really funny, and she really doesn't try to be. She just, you know, she always has this really, she has this really dry humor. And I think I'm the only one who gets it in class, and I'm always the only one who laughs. And then she kind of looks at me like, yeah, you weren't supposed to laugh at that, you know. The kid shouldn't know that that was a joke. And then everyone else just looks at me, and they're like, yeah, that wasn't funny. So anyway, we had an exam. We had a history exam. And before the history exam started, she asked us to forgive her in the case of her cell phone ringing, because Faith Nolan, a singer-songwriter for peace and anti-war and all that, was coming to our school to perform and talk to people, give a conference per se. And so just in case she didn't find her way, Faith Nolan was going to call her on her cell phone during our exam. So while we were doing our exam, the cell phone did ring, and it had some nice little ringtone. You know, and you wouldn't think that a somewhat conservative teacher as her would have one of those cool ringtones. Anyway, and so then it's Faith Nolan, so she's like, oh, hi, Faith, you know, as if they're best friends or something. But I think she was pretty happy about being able to call her Faith and all. So anyway, that was wonderfully interesting. Otherwise, I had gym, and my gym is really great because I have yoga. And yoga is really wonderful. It's great for the spirit. It's great for the body. And, you know, you generally imagine a yoga teacher to be kind of, you know, pretty loose, pretty, you know, pretty mellow type teacher, being like, oh, it's okay, take your time and all that. Well, I think I've got the opposite. She's like, you know, while we're sitting down, she's like, hustle! Hustle! Get on! Go pump those muscles! You know, and she gets super excited when we're doing our yoga moves, and so we're doing this downward dog thing. It looks like a V, just, you know, downwards. And it's actually quite, you know, hard for people who don't do yoga as a living. And so she kind of expects us to do it for 5 minutes without groaning or something. And then when we do, she's like, oh, you guys aren't in shape, and you're all, you know, youth of today. I'm a vegetarian. And things like that. But anyway, so that's my yoga class. And so that's about all that's happened in school recently, except, you know, I'm on vacation now. I'm really happy. So as I sometimes mention, I go to school and I come home from school with the train. And they just recently replaced the new cars. And it's these four seats. And so just imagine it as like two seats facing each other. So I normally sit alone. I'm the only one I know on the train, so I just sit down. And then I get on the first stop and get off on the last stop, so, you know. So I sit down alone. And then on the second stop, three people, the entire train was empty, and these three people sit in my, you know, four-seat area space. So I was like, oh, great, you know. So we were four, and I was the only one who wasn't, you know, in the conversation. So I was doing my homework. I was reading or something. And then they start talking, and they seem like, you know, totally cool people. They really did. They were like, you know, one guy was kind of fat, the other one was kind of, you know, he was really interesting looking. There was this one girl. She worked at a school, apparently. So anyway, so they were having this conversation, and then they started talking about the iPod videos and how, you know, I was trying to listen, but, you know, acting as if I was doing my schoolwork. Anyway, so they were talking about a friend of theirs who had an iPod video, and he was sitting in the metro. And so she was watching some sort of movie, and then a bunch of school kids with her teacher came into the metro. then all the school kids were like, oh my God, can we watch? And then the teacher was like, oh, no, it's you shouldn't do that, it's a stranger. And the woman with the iPod video, she's like, oh, no, it's no problem, just watch. So for like 10 stops, all the kids were huddled around her, like 25 kids huddled around one woman with an iPod video. And then when the time came for all the kids to get off, the teacher turned to the friend with the video iPod, and she's like, thank you. And then, you know, they left. And then the kind of fat dude in the train who was listening to the story, he had this really great comment that, you know, oh, that's about the time you should put in the porno. And so everyone started laughing, well, everyone being those three. And then I couldn't hold myself back, and I really had to laugh really hard. I almost had tears in my eyes. I laughed so hard. And then they look at me, and you know, then the whole acting as though I'm not listening thing didn't really work out. So that was my train ride. So I hope everyone's well. I'm glad you're listening. I got an email, so I'm not going to have to yell my email address and get angry at you guys. I got an email from a friend. She's called Katie, and she was really kind enough to send me a nice long email giving suggestions and all that. Hint, hint. Hint, hint. You should all be doing this. Hint, hint. I get enough listeners. I don't know. It's probably like 0.05% of people that actually, you know, send me an email. I don't know what you're thinking. Are you thinking that, oh, you know, he probably has other listeners sending him emails, so I don't have to send him one, or like, I'm lazy, or like, you know, if you want, I can mention your name here. It's not like, you know, I won't pay you, but I'll mention your name, I guess. Okay, well, anyway, have a super week. I'll probably be submitting something soon, seeing that I have a little free time now. Okay, bye-bye.